Week 1, Day 1. We'll begin our readings in the books of Genesis, Psalms, and Luke. As we begin these books, let me introduce them to you. The book of Genesis speaks of beginnings. It contains an account of the origin of all things. It speaks of the creation of heaven and earth, of God's relationship with mankind, and more specifically, the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It ends with Jacob's family's move to Egypt due to a famine in their own land. The book of Psalms is a collection of songs and poems. There are different writers, but King David has written most of these songs. Praises and prayers are devoted to God in different situations and circumstances. Some psalms contain clear images and are written metaphorically, while others are written in direct language. The Apostle Luke is the writer of the third of the four Gospels about Jesus Christ. It is generally supposed that Luke was a companion of the Apostle Paul. We'll hear about that in the book of Acts. He himself has not been with Jesus, but he has written this gospel based on solid investigation. Luke is supposedly a physician. As a scientist, he includes many details that are not a part of the other gospels. This gospel was written to strengthen the faith of all believers and to answer the attacks of the unbelievers on the Christian faith. It presents the works and teachings of Jesus that are especially important for understanding the way of salvation. And now we begin today's readings with Genesis chapter 1. In this chapter, the story is told of the creation of the earth. The 6 days of creation are described and what God created on each day. Genesis chapter 1. The account of creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness night. And evening passed, and morning came, marking the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a space between the waters, to separate the waters of the heaven from the waters of the earth." And that is what happened. God made this space to separate the waters of the earth from the waters of the heavens. God called the space sky. And evening passed, and morning came, marking the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters beneath the sky flow together into one place, so dry ground may appear." And this is what happened. God called the dry ground land, and the waters seas, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land sprout with vegetation, every sort of seed-bearing plant, and trees that grow seed-bearing fruit. These seeds will then produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came." And that is what happened. The land produced vegetation, all sorts of seed-bearing plants, and trees with seed-bearing fruit. Their seeds produced plants and trees of the same kind, and God saw that it was good. And evening passed, and morning came, marking the third day. Then God said, "Let the water swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind." So God created great sea creatures, and every living thing that scurries and swarms in the water, and every sort of bird, each producing offspring of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply. Let the fish fill the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." And evening passed, and morning came, marking the fifth day.